The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson, directed by Max Hutton. Molly will be with you in a minute. We are all pretty generally aware that our country is the target of propaganda sharpshooters, both within and without its borders. What can we do about it? For one thing, we can all learn more about our American economic system so that we can defend it against vicious attacks. And there's an easy way for you to be armed with the ammunition to fight such attacks. You can get a free booklet which explains simply and clearly just how our American economic system works. It explains how we can improve our economic system and make it work even better. This booklet has the approval of labor, management, and representatives of the public. To get it, simply write to Box 10, Midtown Station, New York City, and ask for a free copy of the new revised booklet, Miracle of America. In it, you'll find the answer to many of your questions, the questions of your children and your friends. There should be a copy of this free booklet in every home, so write for yours now. Address your request to Box 10, Midtown Station, New York City. Ask for the new revised booklet, The Miracle of America. It's a beautiful spring day at 79 Wistful Vista. And out here at the curb, Dr. George Gamble has just stopped his car for a chat with his friends, Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
So I thought I'd stop by and say hello, Molly.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi, Constable Swabber. Why don't you tie the team and come in a while?
Thanks. I'm just on my way back to the office, my boy. I've been... Oh, excuse me a minute. It's my mobile telephone. Hello.
Yes, this is Dr. Gamble.
Get a load of him. Tom Swift and his automobile telephone.
Okay, that's not Mike. I can't hear a word
you give me that again, Miss Ogilvy.
That's his nurse.
Colonel Wingate?
Yes.
That's the richest patient Doc's got. That's the guy that we hunted ducks up at his lodge.
Up at his hunting lodge and what?
Yes, for drains.
Thinks he's got acute appendicitis. Wants his private pilot to fly me up there, huh? Well,
Oh,
all right, Miss Ogilvy. Tell the pilot I'll go right to the airport from here. Cancel my appointment. I'll phone you from the colonel's lodge. Goodbye. Well, I gotta beat it, kids. An emergency.
Want me to ride out and drive your car back from the airport, Doc?
It's a good idea. I may have to spend the night.
Well, hop in, Molly. You can ride back with me.
I'm not very dressed up to go out there.
Oh, nobody will see you. Come on.
Colonel Wingate must be pretty sick, Doc. Appendicitis, huh?
No, it's probably a stomach ache.
But you're a busy man, Doctor. Why are you flying out?
The colonel doesn't know it yet, my dear, but he's going to build us a new wing on the hospital this summer. If it'll make him happy for me to fly in there and remind him that I took his appendix out 12 years ago, I'm happy to do it. Ah, such is a doctor's life.
Take the new county freeway.
Oh, good. I've never been on it.
Me neither. It's only been open a week. Now, let me see.
There's the arrow. Freeway this way.
Thanks. Almost missed that turn.
Careful now.
Boy, look at this highway. Three lanes each way. Parkway in the center.
Packed with traffic.
Wow.
So this is the county freeway. Where does it go?
Don't go any place. Just makes a loop around all the towns in the county and avoids all the downtown sections and the bottlenecks. Supposed to be the latest thing in traffic flow.
Well, the traffic's certainly flowing all right. I feel a little like a barrel going over Niagara Falls.
It's the fastest way to get places, though. We ought to be at the Whistle West to turn off in just a few... Uh-oh. There it is. Ah, oh, dead rat.
What's the matter?
I'm in the wrong lane and other cars won't let me get over. Got to cross under it, get back on the eastbound side of it, drive back to the Whistle Vista, turn off, and turn off again at that turn off.
Sounds very efficient.
Is the road clear and back? I want to change lanes.
Yes, you're going to... No, McGee! Oh!
the Millville turnoff. Keep your eyes peeled for the next one.
Gladly. We'll be lucky if we don't get our fenders peeled.
Yeah.
I see the turn is right ahead.
Good. Now let me concentrate. There.
Oh, am I glad to get off of that thing.
Yeah, now let me see. Which way do I... The road forks here and...
Left, I think.
Oh, okay.
No, right.
Too late. But I think left is right, all right. Well, we'll see as soon as we get around this curve. For the back on the Dad Raddus Freeway.
Oh, dear. What are you going to do?
I'm going to back up and get off of this thing before it takes us to Chicago or New York or some other place.
Hey, don't stop me.
Yeah, but I want to...
Hey, you want a ticket? You're holding up traffic. Now get going and keep your speed at 45.
But, officer...
Go on now or I'll run you in.
Yes, sir. Doggone it, anyhow.
What a mess. Here I am in my house, sir. I just remembered I left our front door open. I've got potatoes baking in the oven.
And I haven't got my driver's license with me. We're 10 miles from home, going 45 miles an hour, and headed in the wrong direction.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Did you realize that 1954 is the 21st year in which Easter Seals have provided services to crippled children? Yes, this is the 21st year in which you and millions of other generous Americans, through your annual Easter gift to your Easter Seal Society, have brought new life and hope to children crippled by all types of handicaps. Cerebral palsy, congenital defects, rheumatic fever, accidental injuries, loss of sight, hearing, and speech. You have helped through your Easter Seal gift to make possible the medical, education, recreational, and vocational services that mean happier and more nearly normal lives for crippled children. And it's so easy to give to your Easter Seal Society. All you have to do is mail your contribution to your society or to Crippled Children, care of your local postmaster. By the way, have you given yet this year? If you haven't, how about doing it today? Mail your gift to your local Easter Seal Society or Crippled Children, care of your local postmaster.
Heavenly days, what an afternoon. How far from home are we now?
I don't know, but we're headed in the right direction at last, at least.
We should be. It's only taken us 3 hours to get her turned around on this mechanized mill race.
I wish I knew how much farther it is to the Wistful Vista Church. Hey, there's a sign ahead. Let me see what it says.
Who was it, McGee?
Who's he calling Grandma the Big Ape?
You better keep your eyes on the road, Grandma, or dearie. I'll read the sign for you.
What's it say? The sign on the right. What's it say?
It says, next time, try the train.
Doggone it, there must be some way to get out of this squirrel cage.
Squirrel cage is right. This is the first time I ever saw a traffic jam moving 50 miles an hour. I'm worried to death about the house, McGee. Those potatoes baking in the oven should have come out an hour ago.
Well, what do you want me to do, Molly? Gee whiz, I'm trying.
Quick, McGee, quick. Here's the turnoff.
Oh, my God.
Turn right, quick. You're going to pass it.
What the sign say? Where are we going, you know?
Who cares as long as we're out of that rat race?
Anybody behind us?
No.
The road goes three ways here.
Oh.
I'm going to read these signs carefully now and do it right this time. Boy, we're off that three-way at last. Now, let me see. To the right, it says freeway eastbound.
Yes.
The left says freeway westbound. So, I go straight ahead on this street here, Diadem Street.
Well, now, I don't know if that's the way.
Ain't this wonderful? Getting out of all that traffic.
Yes, but McGee?
I never heard of Diadem Street before, but as long as it cuts us into a nice, slow city street someplace, we'll find out. Oh, for the That's a dead. Now, how can this happen?
What did you say the name of this street was?
Well, there's a sign right in front of it. D-E-A-D. Oh, Dead End Street. That's the third one we've passed, isn't it?
Unless it's the third time we've passed the same one, which seems highly possible. Honestly, this is... Uh-oh! Look, we pulled this to turn off 1 mile.
Well, at last. I'll be so glad to get out of this mess on that. Huh?
What was that? Something wrong with the car? Oh, okay.
Oh, I know what that is. Nothing's going to go wrong now. That's Doc's mobile phone ringing.
Oh.
Hello? Doc Gamble's car. McGee speaking.
Hello, McGee. Where the devil have you been?
Hi, is that you, Doc?
Dr. Gamble?
Yeah, where are you calling from, Doc?
The airport. I've been back for half an hour, trying to get you all over town. Where are you?
On the freeway. Ever since we left you. Once we got on the dadgrabbit thing, we couldn't get off.
Oh, for the love. Where are you now?
We're just about to turn off, finally, at the Whistle Vista turnoff.
I don't do that.
What do you mean, don't do that? I've been looking for this turnoff all day.
I've got to get home. Come pick me up.
Take a cab home.
What?
See, that's no way to talk to him. It's his car.
I'm sorry, Doc, but I'm getting off of this freeway. I wouldn't ride another mile on this.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Oh, my gosh. Hello? Hello, Doc.
Yes?
Have the cabbie drive you in on the freeway. And bring a can of gas, Doc, old man.
Yes? You mean you...
Yeah, now snap it up, will you, Fatso? We'll wait right here for you. Ain't this disgusting?
To Fibber and Molly in a moment. Hello there, I'm Jay Stewart, your MC on It Pays to Be Married on NBC every weekday afternoon. On It Pays to Be Married, I interview real-life people like yourselves who tell us the stories of the problems in their married lives and how they solve them. Once in a while, we interview show business couples from Hollywood. Just a few weeks ago, we had a wonderful visit with Phil Harris and Alice Faye, who told us the problems of both husband and wife being in show business. Just a while back, Danny Thomas told a wonderful story of how his wife stood behind him during the early struggles in show business. A couple from Amarillo, Texas, told how through a misunderstanding, they separated and were almost divorced. Their 3-year-old daughter began losing her sight, and the need of the love of both parents at this critical time brought them together again. However, not all of our stories on A Taste to Be Married are serious. Some are humorous, some are wacky, and some are unusual. So join us each weekday afternoon on NBC, won't you? For laughs and tears and just plain good entertainment on It Pays to Be Married.
Interesting item in the paper tonight, Molly.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Highway Department is making a traffic survey, and it says 30,000 cars a day drive on that freeway.
30,000 cars get on that freeway every day?
Yep.
Does it say whether any of them ever get off of it?
No, don't say.
We were just lucky, I guess.
Yep. Good night.
Good night, all.
Brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, transcribed with Bill Thompson as the cop and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Campbell. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night when Mr. McGee springs an Easter surprise on the long-suffering half of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Tonight, hear Jim Fleming and the Heart of the News on the NBC Radio Network.